Lawmakers are working to roll back a nearly decade-old policy for evaluating teachers. It would let school districts decide how much weight to give student test scores on performance evaluations. Supporters call it a huge win for schools and say it could help boost the pipeline of new teachers. And as the proposal gains momentum, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay explains testing's role in schools and why it matters to more than just educators.
Indiana's state tests have changed half a dozen times for students in the past decade, and with so much on the line, teachers, schools, and families are trying to keep up. Shawanda Tyson found out her son had autism in 2012. She didn't know what that meant for her or her son's future, but she was determined to find out.
I started researching and I said, oh, this can really get scary. This can really get messy.
Tyson says she's been active in her son's education, but it hasn't been easy. She's had to leave work and sit with him in class, with testing always in mind.
You know, my son is currently right now sweating. If he passes the test, if he don't pass it, he's going to summer school.
Tyson is sharing her concerns because many lawmakers want to let schools move away from using test scores in teacher evaluations. She says if teachers are doing their jobs well, kids should pass tests that align with what they're supposed to teach.
If they're centering their curriculum around this test and the things that they're doing on the test, and the kids fail it, we have to have some accountability.
That idea, holding teachers accountable, helped spur a national movement to tie test scores to teacher performance back in 2011. Policymakers wanted to boost student achievement, but teachers argue using test scores in evaluations isn't effective, can limit a teacher's pay, and as a result, drives people away from the profession. And when you look at the data, test scores don't always reflect teacher ratings. Of the 72,000 teachers in Indiana, fewer than 900 received low ratings last year. Most of them received high ratings. The same year, just over a third of kids in the state passed the new ILEARN test.
You want to know that the educator in that classroom knows their content, but also knows their students.
That's Indiana State Teachers Association President Keith Gamble. He says good teachers know the curriculum, but they also know things like how to direct kids around the classroom and how to navigate students' unique needs. Besides, not all learners are built the same. Gamble compares testing to a foot race. He says the finish line, the test, doesn't consider where or how students start the hypothetical race. Things like what age they came to school, whether or not they went to preschool, and challenges in their home life.
That's where we have veered off course, that we do not have a system that celebrates the great work that is happening with those that are making great improvement over where they started, because we're so consumed with where are they at this one point in time.
So what have test scores told us? Data shows significant gaps in passing rates between high-income and white children when compared to black and low-income kids, English learners, and special needs students. And House Education Committee Chairman Bob Boehning says that can help target support.
I truly believe that walking away from it totally kind of exposes kids, minorities especially, to everything's fine, let's just move forward.
And parents like Shawanda Tyson worry about kids being left behind. She says if teacher evaluations move away from student test scores, schools need to help parents better understand how teachers are held accountable.
I would like for them to be more transparent and to have a very open door policy when it comes to curriculum and showing what is being taught.
And as policymakers and schools decide how to use test scores, Tyson says it's important to remember why educators are there in the first place, to help kids learn. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.